I graduated from Oxford University with a good law degree, and I was invited by a legal research company to come and join them. They were sort of helping out private sector clients to relocate businesses in other parts of the world. So I spent most of my time sitting in front of a computer researching the laws of Nigeria, the Middle East. It was very varied work, and I enjoyed the intellectual challenge of it. But I knew deep down inside that I wasn't really passionate about it, that I wanted something more. But anyway, I actually believed it was too late for me. I was 28. It might sound ridiculous to your listeners, but I did feel very much like, well, look, I've made my bed now.
You were in the establishment.
That's right. Yeah. I'm in now. So, and I got a call one day from a gentleman in Sweden, Charlie Caper, who just won Sweden's Got Talent, and he called me up and said, "Hi, Gary, I've just been given my own TV show, and you know that human cannon idea that you had for performing in the street that we talked about? Can I do that on my TV show in Sweden?" So I said to him, "Of course, yes, you can." And then I was just, at that point, I just felt like I'd really signed everything away. That was my last thing that was mine. And I just handed it to someone to go and run with it. He was living my dream, you know. And so I called him back quickly and I said, "Look, okay, you do it, but I get to keep the cannon when you're finished." So there I was, 28 years old, and I had a human cannon.